This is episode 45 of the Wildlife Photography Podcast. In this episode, using social media to build your wildlife photography brand. Hello, everybody. My name is Jerry. I'm from WildEye. Hashtags. Right. Hashtags is the reason why I'm going to be playing you some audio in this podcast from a video I did a while ago on the Q&A series. So the thing, I'm not even sure where to start because Mike and I just had a chat and I'm quite revved up about this. The people's misunderstanding and borderline abuse of hashtags is actually quite sad. Now, I know what they're trying. I know what you guys are trying. You're trying to use hashtags in order to grow your following and to get more likes. Okay, that's the wrong reason, but let's let it go for now. But for example, if you post an image of a leopard, the face, and you start hashtagging, please follow me, follow me again, follow back team, me, follow, what the hell? Okay, it's not specific to what you're doing. There's no context. And do you really think that all the little teenage girls who are typing that and using that as their hashtags is going to find your leopard shot, follow through, follow your account, go on a safari with you, or buy a print? I don't think so. You need to be specific with these things. And in the next week or so, I am going to do a new podcast with some thoughts on social media because it's very interesting being away for a while, coming back and seeing what people are doing. But for now, as a little intro to that, here's an audio from episode 50 in which I answer the question of how to build a brand online using social media. And I think it's a good platform from which I hopefully get some questions from you guys, but then we can launch into a bit more specifics next week. Here we go. Audio on how to build a social media following and brand for yourself online. How do I build a brand? How do I sell prints? Kind of, how do I use social media to build a brand for myself and my wildlife photography and my prints and? It comes back, and I think, to the how do I question, because it's how do I build a brand, yeah? The second one is we are living in the most exciting time from a marketing and human communication point of view. It is phenomenal. Imagine. You have an amazing image that you want to share with people, but it's 10 years ago. It's before Facebook. Sorry, 12 years, because Facebook's 12 years old. So 12 years ago, there was no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram, no online. You have no website. You have an amazing image. How are you going to show that to people? You would either have to do the hard graft of printing it and going door to door to door to door. You could bore your family with your images in an album. You could print an image and post it. Remember mail, when you actually stuck a stamp on something and sent it to someone and a couple of days later they get it? You could do that with your images to try and get your stuff into publications. Holy hell, that's why it was such a revered thing to get published, because it was a shitload of work. In today's world, this morning already, just walking from my car to the office, I've had conversations with people in three different countries on Snapchat. How awesome is that? The way we communicate has changed. So if you want to build a brand for yourself, you want to sell your prints, you want to advertise your website, a safari if you do it the right way, it's an easy thing because we have all of this available to us. We have Instagram, which is the best place now for a photographer to be. We have got Snapchat, which is the fastest growing social media platform. You have got Twitter, which a lot of people dismiss, but if you want to connect all the other networks together and find out where trends are going, you have to be on Twitter. Facebook, if you are bitching and moaning about not having able... No, you can come past. You can say hello. Okay, this is Marlon. Hold that thought. Episode 50. Say hello, Marlon.
Good morning, everybody.
Are you following him on Instagram, I hope? I'll put his Instagram down here because he's amazing.
Awesome. And I'm on crutches.
And he's on crutches. You can send him a get well on Instagram. So because of all the technology available to you, yeah? It is such an easy, seriously guys, it is easy to get your work out there. It's easy to sell a print. It really is. If you take the time, and again, it comes down to time and hard work to learn each platform, learn how to use Instagram properly, because a lot of you are not. But if you write two words as your description and 500 hashtags, you're missing the plot. If you're posting 500 images today and nothing for the next month, you're missing the plot. If you just go after likes and advertise and pay money to get likes, you're missing the plot. Learn the platform and utilize that platform against what it is that you want to sell or brand or whatever it is. It's easy. Understand Instagram. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of newsletters and websites telling you trends, what's hot, what's not, how to do this, how to do that. But people don't do it because they're looking for a hack. People are looking for the easy answer. Utilize the platforms. Facebook, for example, people say, oh no, Facebook's dead because only the old people are on there. Mm-hmm. Because they say the young people have moved to Instagram and Snapchat. So what are you doing? Are you on Instagram and Snapchat? Because that's where people are going. You can only market something to someone or sell something to someone, first of all, if you are where they are. I don't understand Snapchat. I've done this a couple of times. Well, then you're going to lose because you haven't taken the time to learn and to become good at it. If you're good at it and people enjoy what you do, they will want what you have to offer them. Seriously, that's 101, marketing 101. So how to build a brand? Let's cut it back. So apart from understanding the platforms, and it's easy, guys, the info is out there, do the work, yeah? In order to build that brand, I've said this, I think it was one of the first episodes as well, there's two things in social media that will make people believe in you and come back for more, yes? That's consistency and authenticity. That's it. You have to be regular with content. You have to stay in people's minds, in their eyeballs, find them. If they can see you, they'll think about you and XXX, then it goes from there. So consistency and authenticity, you cannot. And a lot of you are, I know a lot of people out there are doing this. They try and baffle people with bullshit in order to sell a print, get people on a safari, build a brand, whatever the case is. The people out there, all of us, we are not silly. We can see these things. Your potential clients can see when you're being unsincere or you're trying to hide something or you're not true in what you're doing. So authenticity and consistency, those two on every single platform out there is vital. Then people say, I don't know what to do or what to put out. If you want to sell prints or a safari or a book or whatever, is two things that people come back for online on every single platform is entertainment and education. That is it. If you can entertain someone online, tell a joke, show them a nice video about lions, entertainment, yeah? If you can entertain them, they'll come and look at what you have to offer. Number two is education. Teach them something. I've done this one before, but because it's such a common question, we do this again. Entertain them by telling them a joke, showing them a video, showing them a pretty picture, because you've got a lot of good wildlife images, or educate them. How did I take the shot? How did I get from here to Kalahari? I would suggest you stay at this guest house, because there's a nice restaurant. That's educating people. Education doesn't always have to be running a full day course. Any information that you have gained doing what you do. Guys, if you want to sell prints and you have two prints at home, you've gone through the process of processing the image, exporting it, giving it to a printer or doing it yourself, printing it out, mounting it, framing it. Every single step of that is a learning curve that you have gone through that you can share with someone else. You've educated someone. It's that simple. So let's break the last question down to four then. Is how do I build a brand and how do I get my work out there? Four things. Consistency. Authenticity. Entertainment and education. Take what you have to offer and mold it into that, and I guarantee you, you will see good things happen. It's that easy. But, and this is, I'm gonna finish off with this one, because on Snapchat, someone recently asked me, Jennifer, you asked me, that how do I find the time to do all the platforms? Because I'm very active on Instagram, very active on Snapchat, Twitter more and more, because I find there's some good things happening there, and Facebook bubbling along as well, and in the blog and email and stuff like that. You know how? You make the time. Yes, it's a lot of work. But if you know you wanna sell, I really wanna sell that print. I really wanna move 10 prints in this month. Are you gonna sit and watch another episode of Game of Thrones, or are you gonna spend that, how long is Game of Thrones? I don't even know, an hour? Or are you gonna spend an hour getting online and interacting with people and posting content in order to get to that final goal? People are lazy and they're scared of hard work. That's why people do not, they try once or twice on Instagram, oh shit, no, I haven't done anything, and they move on. It's hard work, consistency. You'll win. If you do that, guys, you will win. Okay, right. So there you have it. That I think is a good platform for a discussion. Might even have this one of the guys in the office next week on social media and kind of just more ideas to make it a constructive exercise for you. Because, I mean, I personally don't share any personal information. Okay, my dogs are used because they are quite hashtag shareable. But okay, I'll tell you where that comes from in a sec. But other than that, it's a business tool. It's a tool that you can use to sell prints, to build a brand, to sell safaris, whatever the case might be. So we're going to look at that in more detail. Now, I'm going to leave you guys with this podcast. I haven't done this before. I'm going to pull some audio from a video which Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake did. When was this? Is there a date on this? Quite a while ago, actually. 2013. Just when hashtags became like a thing. And they basically take the piss about how we discuss and converse with each other using hashtags. Check this out.
Hey, Justin, what's up?
Not much, Jimmy. Hashtag chilling. What's up with you?
Just been busy working. Hashtag rise and grind. Hashtag is it Friday yet?
Hey, check it out. I brought you some cookies. Hashtag homemade. Hashtag oatmeal raisin. Hashtag show me the cookie.
Sweet. Hashtag don't mind if I don't. Pretty good. Hashtag getting my cookie on. Hashtag I'm the real cookie monster. Hashtag no, 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 no.
Delicious, right? Yeah. Hashtag I did it all for the cookie. Hashtag LOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLO Nah, lately I've mostly been watching Netflix. Hashtag Orange is the New Black.
Oh, nice. I've been watching a lot of Barney the Dinosaur. Hashtag Purple is the New Black. Hashtag I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. Hashtag I'm 38. Hashtag dinosaurs. Hashtag how do they go extinct? Hashtag meteor. Hashtag Ice Age. Hashtag speaking of Ice Age, I just watched Ice Age on demand the other day. Hashtag funny. Hashtag Ray Romano. Hashtag Deborah! Deborah! Hey, by the way, Halloween's only like a month away.
I know.
I mean, do you know where you're gonna be at? Hashtag life decisions, hashtag sexy ghost.
I think I'm gonna go as a ninja turtle. Hashtag gotta be Raphael. Hashtag Leonardo sucks. Hashtag the turtle, not the Italian Renaissance painter. Hashtag Mona Lisa. Hashtag is she smiling? Hashtag speaking of smiling, I just saw my dentist. Hashtag bling. Hashtag dental care. Hashtag cavity free. Hashtag that's how we do. Hashtag we go hard. Hashtag and we can't stop.
Hashtag we won't stop.
Hashtag we run this.
Hashtag true players for life.
Hashtag is it worth it or let me work it.
Hashtag put my thing down, flip it, then reverse it.
Hashtag
it's
your women in the band yet. Hashtag it's your women in the band yet.
Hey guys.
Yeah, Quest?
What's up?
Hashtag shut the f up.
Okay, guys, there you go. It's worth having a look at that on YouTube. Just Google Jimmy Fallon, Justin Timberlake, hashtag, and check the video out. Pretty funny. So I think it makes a point, though, is they use their hashtags in conversation there. So why, if social media is basically just an extension of our real world, why are you on a leopard or an elephant or, I don't know, a squirrel image going to hashtag follow, please follow me, hashtag forgive me, hashtag I love you? It makes no sense. So think about it. We'll talk about more kind of ideas that you can use for your own branding and hashtags, if that's a thing. But for now, hashtag please, hashtag don't, hashtag use, hashtag rubbish, hashtag hashtags, hashtag on, hashtag your, hashtag wildlife, hashtag photographs. Did that work? You see, we don't speak like that, but I hope you get the point. Okay, anyway, I'm going to let you guys go. Thanks again for your time. Thank you for listening. Always appreciate it. If you have any questions or comments on this, hit me up. I'm on all the major social networks. Jerry van der Walt. Just please don't hashtag me, yeah? All right, I'll chat to you guys in the next episode. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Have a good one.